As shown on the previous slides, a coronary stenosis has an influence on the coronary flow that reaches the myocardial tissue. However, it is important to recognize that in the presence of an epicardial stenosis, the stenosis and the autoregulation act as two resistors in series. The resistance induced by the epicardial stenosis can be compensated by a decreasing resistance exerted by the coronary flow by the autoregulation. In this way, the coronary autoregulation is able to maintain constant normal resting flow across a wide range of degrees of epicardial stenosis. From 75% stenosis and upward, the autoregulation is not able to compensate the resistance induced by the epicardial stenosis, resulting in a decline of coronary blood flow. The effects of epicardial stenosis on hyperemic coronary blood flow occurs at stenosis with a diameter of 40% and upward, because the autoregulatory mechanisms are abolished with the induction of hyperemia. Also note that hyperemic coronary blood flow is more variable than resting coronary blood flow, illustrated by the confidence intervals represented by the shaded area around the blue and red lines.